half an hour ago I heard you discussing the sound of roosters in various languages.
In various languages, because in our usual kind of, empirical way over here, we think that, well, our language is the standard, until you find out, no sir, things like answering the phone and certainly animal noises in different cultures are radically different. And what have you got for us?
Right, I'm from India, and I just thought whether you'd be interested in knowing what, how a rooster sounds in Hindi, or how it's supposed to sound in Hindi.
You wouldn't believe, and I'm not, underselling this at all, you wouldn't believe how excited I am about hearing exactly how a rooster sounds in Hindi. Here we go. Now, of course, I'm going to say, I'm standing up for the old country here, if you will. I'm going to say cock-a-doodle-doo is pretty much, I think we've got, that's one we've got the copyright on, unless you can convince me otherwise.
Right. Now, I've spent a lot of time on my farm in India, and I'm convinced that roosters in India definitely sound like this. Kukuruku.
It's a subtle change from our own cock-a-doodle-doo. Give it to me again.
Kukuruku.
How long did you spend on the farm in India?
Quite a long time.
Yeah, and you up early every morning to examine the vocals of the roosters, were you?
That's right. And in fact, we got one of our roosters over to England, and he spent a couple of years here.
And
when he went back, he's become a bit bilingual. So
he picked up the doodle bit.
No, now he says kukru doodle do.
I don't want to push this too far in case he says I'm only joking, but I'm going to push. Really?
No, last bit was a bit of a joke.
Why don't I leave things alone? Now we, oh man, I love. Well, thank you very much indeed.